Your questions, your health. This is Mind Matters.
Hello, and welcome to our fourth edition of My Sahana podcast. My name is Tan, and I'm an intern here. Today we have a special guest with us, and we will be talking about anxiety within the LGBTQ community. Hi, could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hi, I'm Vivi. I'm earning a master's degree in professional mental health counseling right now at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. And over the last 6 years, I've worked with the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community, and that's LGBTQ for short. I've mostly worked with older adolescents and young adults, so around college age students. And as a leader, I was a part of creating a safe space for discussions pertaining to being LGBTQ and Asian.
Have you visited My Sahana's website?
I have. I really appreciate the wide variety of topics that's covered on the website, and the examples in the articles were really illustrative. The scenarios helped to make the various issues of mental health come to life. And I like the resources as well. It was very comprehensive, had lots of information, and everything from physical to mental health. And I also listened to the previous podcast, and that was really informative. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, tell me a little bit about your experience with anxiety in regards to the LGBTQ youth you've worked with, specifically those of South Asian descent.
In speaking with my friends who are both South Asian and LGBTQ, there were some common themes that were reoccurring. Familial expectations and pressure. In particular, there was a silence around mental health and other taboo subjects, like homosexuality. The obligation to save face, which is so common in Asian culture. There is a fear of looking bad, being perceived as less than desirable by others. We don't want to bring shame to our family. Mental health and LGBTQ identity are so interconnected, so it is especially devastating when individuals have an identity that is deemed undesirable and not feeling like there are outlets to work on their anxiety and depression, etc. To give an example, my friend, who is of South Asian descent, was struggling with depression, and she felt like her parents intentionally avoided ever talking about her mental health or mental health in general. She reached out to friends who introduced her to community mental health resources, and she started to feel better. And when her depression lessened, she got a sense that her parents felt relief. But that wasn't from her overcoming her struggle with depression, but from the fact that they didn't have to bring up the topic anymore. And so a few years later, when she realized she was gay, there was that fear of a similar reaction. She dreaded that her parents would be unaccepting at the worst and silent at best.
Mm-hmm. What is your personal experience with anxiety in dealing with your own sexuality?
I am Southeast Asian, and I found many similarities in my experience in comparison to my friends who are South Asian. There is a tendency for my family to ignore subjects that are unpleasant, especially ones that are considered taboos. My family views homosexuality as something that is a mental illness, something that is unnatural. And that puts a strain on our interactions because I don't feel safe to be open about my sexual orientation around them. I feel like it's something I have to be careful of. What can I say? How do I say it? Our communication is also limited because of language barriers. Since my parents aren't fluent in English, I have to work hard to express my thoughts in a way that makes sense for the both of us.
Oh wow, that sounds so stressful. Could you elaborate?
My anxiety comes from the fact that I'm always on guard. I have to pay extra attention to many aspects of my life. Like, who do I come out to? When is it safe to come out? Like, will people in my life be accepting or will they be hostile? It's so subtle. Like, it's the little things. For example, when interacting with family, they genuinely want to know about my personal life. And I know they mean no harm when they ask, "Do you have a boyfriend?" But they don't realize that it makes me anxious because I don't know how to answer that without revealing my sexual orientation. I think very carefully about my word choices, like pronouns, when speaking about a partner. I think it would be more comfortable for me if people asked, "Are you dating anyone?" or "Do you have a partner?" because it's more open, and there aren't expectations of any one answer.
What does anxiety physically feel like for you?
It usually starts in my stomach and my esophagus, and the acid builds up and it feels unstable. and that limits what I can eat and not eat because of indigestion, and so that's taxing. Also, there's sweat. You know, my face feels flushed, and the room feels about 100 degrees hotter. And also, it feels like there's a physical wall blocking my thoughts from leaving my mouth, so my words come out in fragments, and I tend to stutter more, and that causes more anxiety, so it's a funny cycle.
So, how do you alleviate your anxiety?
When I feel the anxiety building, I usually go for a walk and I find a table or a bench to sit on and try to meditate. And I try to focus on deep breathing and soaking in the present. So connecting to my senses. You know, what does the air smell like? Is it fresh? Is it humid? Is there a breeze? And I try to listen to the sounds of nearby people and animals as well. Usually after about 15 minutes, I feel calmer and a lot more relaxed and clear-minded. And also in a previous podcast, the founder of Mysohana also mentioned the psychosomatic symptoms of anxiety, and I could relate to that because there were some physical manifestations of my anxiety and stress, and after hearing her say that, it clicked. I thought, oh wow, that really makes sense now. About 2 years ago, I noticed my health gradually declining, and I was determined to find out why. And after talking to six doctors, about five of them told me that it was most likely due to stress. So for me, anxiety and stress were so intertwined that it's hard to differentiate between them. So I began seeing a counselor and, working on reducing my levels of anxiety. And I found out mostly it was from academic, cultural, and familial pressures. And after about a year, my counselor really helped me to better understand the sources of my anxiety. And this awareness helped me to better manage my levels of the stress and anxiety. So I think since then, yeah, the physical symptoms have improved a lot.
In your opinion, how do you think Mysohana could help LGBTQ youth?
In looking at the website, I noticed that there's a link for LGBTQ resources, and that made me real excited. In just reading that, I felt safer. It was good to know that Mysohana is thoughtful enough to include resources for South Asians who identify as LGBTQ. It's simple, but the visibility means a lot. It sends a message to LGBTQ South Asians that, we're thinking of you. We want to include you and when we support you. So I think it's a great start. And what more could Mysohana do to help LGBTQ youth? I would love to see an article representing this community, perhaps something about family dynamics or interactions with parents and their youth. I think it would be inspiring for an LGBTQ South Asian youth to read about families and parents like theirs who want to know more about their identities and be accepting of it. I recently stumbled across photography by Steph Grant, and she documented an Indian lesbian wedding. The pictures showed the brides integrating American and South Asian traditions, and one bride wore a white wedding dress, and the other wore a more traditional Indian wedding attire. And what spoke to me was seeing the marriage of the two cultures. The pictures, it showed a family who embraces their daughter and her wedding, her partner, and her life. I know there are parents who may not be completely understanding just yet, but if they're willing to learn, this openness would make it easier to create dialogue between youth and their families. It would be powerful to see a solid stance in support of LGBTQ identities, especially from an organization that's focused on South Asian mental health.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for taking time to come and talk to us about this issue. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Mind Matters is a radio show produced by Mysohana. To learn more about Mysohana, visit www.mysohana.org.